But this is also the first podcast since Josh won MVP. We haven't talked about that since that happened. Initial thoughts. Obviously, I'm sure Bills fans were thrilled, as they should be. This is a huge, huge deal. And, you know, I think we both thought he should be the MVP, and it looks like we both feel like they got it right.
Very close vote, as it should be. Both these guys are very deserving. I've had the position, and I believe you have, that if Lamar had won it, sure, you'd bum you out and be like, oh, man, Josh, you know, maybe deserved it. But I don't think either of us would have had a problem with Lamar winning it. The guy was sensational this year. He had an amazing season. But I think when you truly take the heart of what value means, most valuable, you have to parse that with who had the best statistics. And the guy with the best statistics doesn't always have to be the most valuable player in the league. And this year it wasn't, just like last year, it basically wasn't with Lamar Jackson winning MVP. So I was so happy for Josh, obviously. Now he has that individual piece of hardware, right? That's eluded him. We all know that he'd rather have a Super Bowl and Lombardi, but Lamar Jackson has two of those. Patrick Mahomes, two, I think, now. He has two MVPs, I think.
That sounds right. I think
he has
right.
two. But either way, you know, now he has that piece. And I'm not saying it has to relieve any pressure from him necessarily, but I think it was clearly a goal of his, the team, the organization, the guys in front of him. They wanted to get him that because they believe that he is the league MVP. And I'll go back to August, Matt. We said this. Many people did, but we said it here. We said, look, if there's a year where Josh is going to win MVP, it's this year with this cast. Like, if he could take this team to deep in the playoffs with this group, he's got to be the MVP. And it did turn out that way. And it was great for him.
It's a legacy award. The MVP has solidified Josh Allen's legacy as not just a great quarterback, an elite difference-making legendary quarterback. Mm-hmm. One MVP is half of the ticket to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He doesn't even probably need the other half, honestly, at this point in his career with what he's accomplished to get there. But think about all of the different players who we talk about of like, hey, is that guy a Hall of Famer? Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? Is Philip Rivers a Hall of Famer? Is Cam Newton a Hall of Famer? Is Matt Ryan a Hall of Famer? You know why guys like Matt Ryan and Cam Newton are in the conversation? Because they have MVPs. Guys like Eli are in the conversation because they have the Super Bowls. If you get both, you're going. You're a Hall of Famer. But because of the statistical dominance Josh has had early in his career, and now the fact that it's paired with an MVP, the guy, I think, is destined to go to the Hall of Fame, and I think that this is a legacy award. I think it also makes the year a bit more special and memorable for the fan base. You know, you have the carpet pulled out from under you of coming up so close and then still falling short. At least now you've got the MVP to hang your hat on. You could be like, oh, yeah, that's the year Josh won MVP. Like, it's a big deal. It hasn't happened since 1991. So it's very well deserved. And I also think, given what he accomplished, it was the right decision. I hate some of the comments that I've seen out there of like, oh, it was given to him or it's a pity award. I think that is complete and utter nonsense. The guy's leading receiver in the AFC Championship game was Mac Hollins. He had them 3 points away from a trip to the Super Bowl with that supporting cast. What he did this year was remarkably impressive, and it was his best year yet.
I think it's embarrassing by some of the national media who cannot seem to understand or grasp the nuance of value and value versus, you know, statistics. And I've said before, hey, I'm fine if you want to make the most valuable player, take it away and just call it most outstanding. Then we're having a different conversation, but that's not the case because value is so subjective. That's fine. He wasn't the most outstanding player this year. Maybe Saquon Barkley was, in my eyes, honestly, like the year he had. Or Lamar Jackson could have been. But there is a difference between value. You tweeted it out the other day. I loved it. You said there's a lot of people are, you know, debating, well, how could you do first team all pro, but a different guy for MVP? And what you said is right. It's two totally distinct, separate honors and awards.
Yes. Absolutely. And it's incredible that for some reason it felt like one had to go with the other. And it's just because it's happened, consistently, doesn't mean that it's right. There have been instances where I'm sure that made the most sense. The best statistical player should be the MVP. But in this instance, there's another layer to it. And it's the exact same thing that happened last year. Mm-hmm. The exact same thing. So it's incredible that literally 12 months ago, Lamar Jackson had a very underwhelming statistical season by his standards, but was the MVP. And then for some reason, 12 months later, that gets thrown out the window. So it just doesn't make any sense to me. I do think that Josh deserved it. And if you think that Lamar deserves it, you are totally within your right to feel that way. But don't say that it was just a give me or like a, oh, good for you, you deserved it at some point in your career, because that to me is BS.
27 of the 50 voters voted Josh Allen number one. Yeah. He did get a third place vote. Lamar got a fourth place vote. Otherwise,
that's a joke. That's,
otherwise, they split 27 to 23. First place vote in favor of Josh. Here, I'll give you a thought on this. It's great, like what you just said about, you know, all pro and MVP. I actually think that maybe we should have a little bit more variation in these two things because they are distinct. Maybe this is the year that people start to say, hey, I don't have to vote for the same guy because they are two different awards. Actually, instead of saying it the other way, which is, oh my God, they're never different. Why are they different this year? Maybe we should say, why haven't they been different in years past?
Yeah, I agree. I think that's a very good point. And I just think that you can make the argument like Lamar had a better statistical season and should have got. I hate the fact that people are like, it almost feels like you're given the, like, I don't like that argument, but I do feel like if you have the season that Lamar had, you should be rewarded with something. Mm-hmm. And if you have the season that Josh had, you should be rewarded with something. And they both got what I think made the most sense for them to get. Lamar getting first team all pro made sense because of what he did in his stats. Josh getting most valuable player makes sense because the definition of the award, most valuable player, I feel like he more adequately checked the boxes than Lamar did. And yeah, it's a debate, and I hate what it turned into because of people trying to tear the other one apart, and that's nonsense. But I do think, hey, Bills Ravens next year, give it to me week one on Sunday Night Football.
I love that you said that.
Give it to me to start the season just so we can get this out of the way early.
Oh, man, that'd be great. So a couple things about the MVP. First of all, the award show. We also know DeMar Hamlin did not win comeback player of the year. He was fourth in the voting. And Joe Brady was fifth in the voting.
For assistant coach of the year. And then Deion Dawkins did not win Walter Payton man of the year.
Sean McDermott actually finished sixth. He was just outside the top five. That's why he wasn't a finalist for coach of the year. But really cool. I know you and I have both gotten to know Josh's family a little bit over the years. We always see them on the road. Josh's dad is singing at a karaoke bar somewhere on the road sometimes. He's got a great voice. It was really cool to see them a part of it. His fiance, Haley Steinfeld, she was there as well. Very cool speech. And of course, do good, be good, God bless, go Bills. That's going to be on like every bumper sticker and t-shirt in Western New York for the next 10 years.
Oh, yeah. The t-shirt business was buzzing the next day with people trying to get that up as quick as humanly possible. Yeah. I posted that it's going to be on the signs outside of churches across Western New York because it feels like it will be, basically. Really, really cool. From just him as a guy, it's probably the question I get the most often, and I'm sure you do too. It's like, hey, what's Josh Allen like? And I always say, he's a nice guy. Really appreciate, you know, I say working with him, even though we're not working with him, but you know what I mean? Like just having a working relationship with somebody of that caliber. And the way that he handles himself, the most impressive thing to me is what he's able to do around kids and people who look up to him, to me always is checkmark. If you do that, I feel like you deserve the praise. You deserve all of the credit that you're getting. That video that the Bills posted was unbelievably well done. And I do think that he means so, so much to this community that I'm glad that was showcased in the way that it was.
Yeah, for sure. And in case people didn't see it, the Bills have it on their Twitter feed. It's the Oshai Children's Hospital and the kids and, you know, the kind of telling him he's the MVP, right, in their own way, which is really cool. A couple things just to wrap on this, and then you move on to your next topic. So next year becomes kind of about a few things, right, which is Josh is chasing, tying Mahomes and Lamar for two MVPs, right? I mean, it's really going to be interesting. That will be a lot of the talk next year. A couple storylines next year. Josh is chasing that. He's also, if the Bills go to the Super Bowl, it's Josh Allen playing in Northern California. Like this is a big storyline next year, I think, that Josh Allen, if he's able to get the Bills to the Super Bowl in his hometown, essentially, right nearby. He's from Fireball, but it's in Northern California, San Francisco, kind of in the shadows of where he basically grew up. And then, of course, there's the big elephant in the room, which is, can the Buffalo Bills or any other team, but especially the Bills, stop the Chiefs from breaking the unbreakable Bills 4 straight Super Bowl record? Right. Yeah, that is a huge, huge NFL storyline next year.
Yeah, that's the huge storyline next year. But could you imagine? I didn't even think about this, but my colleague Michael Schwartz posted it after the game yesterday. He's like, my prediction is the Bills go to the Super Bowl. It's 135 miles away from where Fireball is. So obviously Josh's hometown would be very close. It would be a hometown trip. But also, if they were to win the Super Bowl, that would mean they're raising the banner in the first ever game inside the new stadium, which is an unbelievably wild thing to think about, because it also makes the risk reward that's already so great. Imagine a playoff game next year in Orchard Park. If they win, their Super Bowl dream is alive. If they lose, they never play another game in that stadium again. You imagine if it's Bills Chiefs AFC Championship in Orchard Park next year, and if you win, you go to the Super Bowl. If you lose, the Chiefs are going for the fourth straight time.
Oh my God.
And you never play another game inside Highmark Stadium. Like, that is, you want to talk about like layers. There are so, you got to get there, right? Yep. Like, nothing is guaranteed. Nothing is guaranteed. But, you know, I think about what Brandon Bean said at his end of the year press conference. If you could sign up right now for the Bills down 3 points with 3 minutes left in the ball, I think every single person would take it, and you just see how it goes. But my goodness, would it be juicy.